to get intimate with Checkpoint Intimates.
Yes, you are here with another episode of Checkpoint Intimates. We are your weekly gaming podcast where two members of the Checkpoint team go one-on-one and get intimate on a particular gaming topic. My name is Elliot, joined by Luke.
Hey.
Hey. Supreme team.
Supreme team.
I needed something.
Like a pizza.
Oh, I'm not the anchovies.
No, you're like an olive, mate.
Oh, gross. Little well, salty ball.
You're kind of woggy. That kind of works.
You can't say that.
You can't say the truth. Okay, fine. I'll take it back. Sorry.
Yeah, we'll edit that out.
Oh, good. Yeah, take out the casual racism. Sounds good. Yeah.
And on today's intimate show, we're not just talking about pizza. We want to talk about a little genre of games that I want to call uncooperative multiplayer.
Uncooperative. Sounds very frustrating, doesn't it? it's an uncooperative game. Like, oh, cool.
Now, this has sprung to mind because you've been playing a game, I've been playing a game. They're two separate games, but they both have some similarities.
They're both games, that's
for sure.
They're
both games, and I want to talk about them. The game you've been playing is Hunt Showdown, and it's probably the one most people are more aware of than the game I've been playing.
Sure.
Now, I'm describing Hunt Showdown as uncooperative only in a loose sense, because you've got your little squad that plays totally co-op. Your goal is to hunt down the main monster, right, and get the bounty for killing the monster.
Yeah.
But the uncooperative part comes with the other players who are also hunting down the monster and also want to take the bounty for themselves. So they're going to sabotage you, they're going to kill you, they're a problem, even though both of you have the same goal and you all want to work together to kill this monster, essentially.
I guess what makes Hunt a bit unique in the multiplayer space is most games, they're either co-op PvE or they're just straight PvP.
Yes.
What makes Hunt interesting is it's PvPvE. So you have all these monsters on the map that are AI, different creatures and boss battles and things. And at the same time, you have other players roaming the map as well.
Yep.
So it's this kind of constant struggle between whether you're going to be fighting a monster or if you hear a gunshot in the distance, you might be encountering a player at some point soon. And that ramps up the tension in a very different kind of way compared to a game where you might just be fighting the monsters and know that you're pretty much got your squad and the monsters and no other factors come into play. All of a sudden, there's extra human elements thrown into the mix that makes things quite interesting.
It is. It's almost its own unique little subgenre, isn't it? Because I can't really think of another game before Hunt that was similar to Hunt. I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but I can't think of one. Nothing's springing to mind, so there must not be anything particularly prolific in that kind of little subgenre.
You're right. It is quite clever, and I think that part of the reason why developers don't tackle things like this game and like the game you're about to talk to us about is because when you have a game that's got a different style of play like uncooperative or PvPvE and things like that, there's balancing issues that come into play. It's easy to say, oh, a player versus another player is going to have the same skill sets. But all of a sudden, you have players versus other players versus this kind of AI enemy as well. How do you balance that so that it makes sense, so that it still feels threatening, so that it's kind of this key balance that you need to make the game actually fun? Because you don't want to stomp anybody else or stomp through enemies in a really simple way. It still needs to be challenging and fun at the same time. So getting that balancing right and that timing right, combining with all the online servers and things that come into play with netcode, I think it's just a bit of a daunting task, and that's why they don't do it very often.
And I think that's totally right, and we're going to touch on that more. Balance is going to be a word I'm going to use a lot too throughout this show, because I want to talk about Vicious Circle. Now, this is a game people are going to be less familiar with than Hunt Showdown, but it's fine. You should learn about it anyway. It's a brand new game. At the time of recording, it hasn't released yet, or it's only just released, it's very fresh, and Vicious Circle, I'll explain it to you, Luke, because I'm assuming you know nothing about this.
I literally have not heard of this until you mentioned it to me earlier today.
Okay.
So yeah, I haven't asked you yet. I was waiting for this explanation to understand. So Vicious Circle, tell me, what is this game?
So this is a game being made by the Rooster Teeth team, which is interesting, right? So it's got a lot of promotion behind it because the Rooster Teeth guys are pretty big on YouTube and streaming and whatever. They're some of the OGs of video game coverage, and they're really putting their production behind this particular game, Vicious Circle. Now, Vicious Circle is part of this subgenre of uncooperative kind of multiplayer gameplay. What it is, you'll jump in, there's five people. four of you will play as the heroes, the kind of humanoid-ish creatures that are looking to claim the bounty, and then one player will play as the monster, right? The big monster in the middle. And in a way, you're like, oh, this is kind of like Evolve then, right?
Sure.
Because it's four people up against the monster, but it's not.
Or Friday 13th, or
sure.
Other asynchronous multiplayer games.
But it's actually not like that, because the reality of Vicious Circle is that only one player wins. So despite the fact that all four of the human players are in a similar situation and all fleeing from the big monster in the middle, you all have your own goal, and that goal runs contradictory to the other players. So the way you win is you gain 75, or maybe it's less, of these like kind of crystal shards. I've already forgotten the actual name of them.
That's right.
And you got to gather that while you're playing. You can steal them from other players. You can push and harass and trap other players and steal their kind of shards. And it's the first one to reach, to cap out, get the 75 shards, get to the evac zone, and then get picked up by the evacuation. And whoever manages to do that wins. So despite the fact that it seems like it should be your basic, four people against the enemy, it's actually not. You're all against each other, and you're all working towards your own goals, and it's very, very uncooperative.
Right. I mean, it sounds fun. I mean, it definitely is a different spin. I think that in so many games, you know, whether you're cooperative or games like Evolve and stuff like that, you do have one enemy that's kind of the overpowered type thing where everyone else has to kind of come together. And I imagine if you're in a room in this game, Vicious Circle, and there's the monster and two human-like players, I imagine the two players probably must have like a temporary alliance, probably, to try and take down the monster, right?
Right.
Like, it's like, you know, yeah, the enemy of your enemy is my friend sort of thing. And like, maybe it's a bit of that just to get through the monster in that moment before you turn on each other.
There's definitely elements of that because the monster is super overpowered. Actually, at the time of speaking, the last time I booted up the game, there was a big message saying, oh, we understand that Peggy Sue, which is one of the monsters you can play as, which is this big chicken character that can throw her eggs and charge at you and whatever. We understand terrifying. That she's overpowered and we're toning her down, right? And they kept mentioning balance and we're doing balance patches and we're fixing this and this. And she is super powerful. She, the kind of default to playing a round of Vicious Circle is that the monster will win. Most of the time that, in my experience, that happens. If you're good at being a monster, the chances are you'll win because they have the powers. They've got everything going for them to clean house and kill all the players. So the players really, they should, in their best interest, be working together, right? Because they don't want the chicken to win every single time. But there's always that thing in the back of your mind, oh, only one of us really can win. So sabotage happens at any given moment, and you want to be the one, you know, saboteuring before being sabotaged yourself. So
yeah.
There's always this tension and this quick reaction to, oh, I'm throwing this guy under the bus, right? I'm stunning him here so that the chicken cleans him up, and now I don't have to deal with him as a problem. The interesting part of Vicious Circle, and I haven't mentioned this yet, if you die as a human, you come back as a little alien critter that can inhabit the body of another player and take over, and you regain control and go back into the game as their character with all of the points and crystals they've accumulated.
Right.
But then if you get taken over or by another player's alien, you become an alien, and then it's your job to get back into your own body or somebody else's body by attacking and killing them and taking over.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of elements at play, and Vicious Circle ends up being quite a chaotic experience. That's definitely the word I like to use, because often you don't know what's up and down, what's happening. The chicken could be anywhere about to kill you. The other players are about to kill you. There's aliens looking to kill you. And really, you do have to just rely on yourself, which is a hard task when there's so many of these factors like impacting your gameplay.
It sounds pretty stressful. And I think that we haven't seen many of these unique, I'll say unique rather than uncooperative.
Okay.
I think that one sounds quite uncooperative, but I think they're all kind of in this category of being a bit unique in the sense that it doesn't do that traditional just kill the other player. Simple, right? You know, it has all these extra layers to it. Hunt Showdown has the extra layers to it. You're killing this boss, and there's other characters and human players. And
it's like layered multiplayer, like there's onion strategy multiplayer. To it.
Yeah, and even with Hunt, the best strategy isn't always going in for the kill. Sometimes if you know someone's got the bounty, you might head for an exit that you think they're going to go to and camp at the exit to wait for them to come so you can steal the bounty right at the end and win the round. So there's other strategies that come into play that are sort of a bit tactical, a bit different as well. But I think, you know, we've seen games who try and do a different form of multiplayer fail miserably. I don't want to go back to Evolve again too much, but I mean, Evolve was a huge financial failure in the end. They ended up going free to play and then shutting it down.
They cancelled that as well.
Yeah, yep. People just, it was really hard. Even though the concept was so cool, the execution and the balancing of it was so tough. The monster was always overpowered. But then there was, once the human players figured out what to do, then it became impossible as a monster to do anything because you just got trapped straight away and killed so quickly. And so it became not fun. It became a lucky dip of which character do you get. And if you get the bad character, too bad. And I think the other games like, you know, Dead by Daylight and Friday the 13th have done well by capitalizing on the horror kind of genre. But I've played Dead by Daylight. It's not great.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not. Especially when you're playing as the human player. It's just, you're running around. You're not doing much at all. And then, like, someone comes and stabs you. You're like, oh, okay. Like, it's just, you get hung up and killed. You're like, oh, I guess I'll wait for the next round. It just doesn't have that kind of ongoing, positive, addictive feeling to it. And so I'm wondering, you know, will I still be playing Hunt Showdown in several months' time? Well, and will you still be playing, you know, your game, Vicious Cycle, in several months' time?
Circle,
sorry.
I've made that mistake so many
times. So easy to do.
But no, you're absolutely right, because I think of addicting multiplayer experiences and the kind of games that I go back to time and time again, and those games almost exclusively aren't the type of game we're talking about. They're not these asymmetrical or uncooperative or unique or PvPvE, they're really well-balanced traditional multiplayer games because, and that's kind of the key here, right? If you're playing a game for an extended period of time, you want to feel like they're balanced and rewarding, and you want to feel like the effort you put in is the result that you get out of it.
Regardless of whether you're the monster or the human.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the key.
Every round should be fun, fair, and enjoyable.
So many of these games, you end up becoming a character that you don't like, and you're like, ugh. And the whole round ends up being you playing a character that you don't like. And then you kind of go, well, I don't want to play that anymore, because I'm not getting a good lucky draw out of it.
I mean, I certainly wouldn't recommend Vicious Circle or Evolve or any of those games if you only ever want to play as the monster. That's not the idea. You have to be adaptable to every role. But even assuming you are adaptable and you're ready to play either role, if you're going into a game and it feels like all the chips are stacked against you, maybe you're going into one game and all the kind of four human players that are up against you are all in a team chat together and they're all friends and they all know what they're doing, and all of a sudden you're screwed. You have zero chance of winning because they are such a well-oiled cooperative team, even though the game is supposed to be uncooperative, then you're not going to have fun. And on the flip side, if you go into a game as a human player and everybody refuses to cooperate on even the basic level, then the chances are you're toast as well. And I mean, that's not fun.
This is the issue with any multiplayer game that has people in it. People suck.
People are the worst.
People are idiots and assholes, Elliot. They're the worst. I hate people. It's like, you know, with Apex, which I know is a battle royale and blah, blah. But they've got this new solo mode, but in solo mode, people are going in together and teaming up.
What's the
and
point?
And killing people as a team in solo mode to try and dominate the map. Oh. And, like, people just ruin things. People are the worst. And it's the kind of thing where, yeah, if everyone played these games exactly how they were designed to be played and the developers hope they get played the right way, they'd probably be amazing games. But that human element, man, that human idiot component, it's just, you cannot plan for it. You know, we've heard stories of developers, you know, making games for years. They put it in front of consumers at PAX and stuff, and they're like, oh shit, I didn't think of that. People do stupid stuff. They're like, oh, try and run through the wall. Glitch, dead. Like, things that developers don't expect. They're like making notes. They're going, oh, I wouldn't have done that. No one that's playtested this has done that. But some 10-year-old kid gave it a go and instantly broke the game.
Yeah.
And I think it's those human elements that make this balancing so difficult, because when you take it out of this test realm, all of a sudden you've got hundreds of thousands of people playing your game and judging it,
yep,
and going online and sharing strategies and stories, and it changes the way it's meant to be played into something completely different. And that's where they start to falter.
And I don't know if it's the same for you, but it's definitely continually be the same for me. It's where these type of multiplayer games excite me a lot. I hear the concept, I'm like, that sounds amazing. I can't wait to jump into this. It sounds super dynamic. It sounds really fun. It sounds totally different from anything I've ever played. And then I play it and I'm a bit disappointed. And like, without being too kind of cruel to the Vicious Circle, I'm not playing this game once I don't have to anymore. Once I get a good idea of what Vicious Circle is, I'm going to move on, and I'm not going to go back, because Vicious Circle, unfortunately for me, was another experience where it was super exciting to go into, and I'm like fully pumped and I'm ready for this kind of crazy chaotic multiplayer game unlike anything else, and then I walk out just being like, oh man, I wish this was just a traditional multiplayer game. I am tired by this concept. It annoys me.
This conversation reminds me of, you'll appreciate this big time.
Yeah.
There's a game that never actually released, and you'll know why it didn't release when I tell you the concept. It was a video game based on the reality show Survivor.
Oh, what?
And it was online.
No.
And you would play on a tribe, like me, with like, you know, 17 other people, whatever, and you'd have immunity challenges that you'd compete in, and then you'd have this social element where you'd have to form alliances. And you could
Is that a chat room? Like, how does that actually happen?
It was a fucking island. Yeah. You walk around.
Oh, like, what?
And have a choice of, like, canned responses. And
no!
Things. So you couldn't just be like, oi, mate, let's do this. Like, you couldn't just be like, oi, you, let's do an alliance. You'd be like, you'd have like certain things you could say that would trigger alliances or not. And then you'd actually go and you'd vote at tribal council and do an actual vote and choose who you're voting for. And the whole idea was that you'd play this game and it would be just like the show. Oh, there's immunity and you turn on each other and it's like this social game built into it. Uh-huh. And it was on like PS3. So it was like way back then, you know, and it was like, oh, this sounds amazing. And I was here for it. I was so excited. Never happened.
No.
You know why?
Because it didn't work?
Well, yeah. The balancing would have been stupid. Because how do you try and do alliances? And then how many times do you play that before it's like, oh.
But wouldn't everybody walk up and, like, they'd find out the canned responses necessary to get to the alliance question, and then you just beeline for that, and then it wouldn't matter anyway, because everybody's just clustering into the middle where everybody's saying, alliance, 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 alliance. Like, there's no actual... there's no...
But like, that's just, you're thinking about how you make these games work and you go, cool concept, right? How do we make this actually work as a game? And that's an example where no, that did not work.
I like the idea of immunity challenges. I reckon that part would work, like a little mini game,
yeah,
and one person excels at it and they're immune. That makes sense to me. The social part where it's like, let's form an alliance.
Even worse, no sense. They did do a Survivor game that was not online. It was with AI.
Oh, what?
It was trash as well. It's like literally like making alliances with PC AI players. It was just so dumb. Like, it was the worst thing ever. And they just vote you out for no reason. You're like, what do you mean, mate? Like, I'm the only one playing and you voted me out. I'll start again. Absolute trash. But look, I hope that developers do keep trying to do these different kinds of games. But I imagine, you know, Rooster Teeth, they're a bit of money behind them. They do a lot of different, like, festivals and iconic pop culture bits and pieces and cartoons. You know, I think that Hunt is being made by Crytek, which is another well-known, pretty top-tier developer, I would say, even though they're not linked to a major publisher. Yep. But they're known for their quality of games. So they probably got a bit of budget behind them as well. It must be difficult to make a multiplayer game that is so unique and uncooperative and different on an indie budget, because you know that it lives and dies by its player base, and if it's too weird, people aren't going to play it.
Yeah.
So it must be a daunting task. And I just hope that people aren't scared off by the failures and they focus on successes like Hunt, which I think has done pretty well so far, and launches finally in a couple of weeks after being in early access for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And then your game as well, Vicious Cycle.
Circle.
Vicious Circle. You know, I hope they see the successes and dive into more unique, fun takes as opposed to being scared and sticking with traditional stuff. Because otherwise, we're going to have 100 Battle Royale games a year with nothing else to differentiate.
That's true. And I think Hunt went the right way of doing the early access thing. It meant that a lot of balance changes and updates could happen, and the players expected that.
Yeah.
I think Vicious Circle might have made a mistake and not gone the early access route, yeah, because when it released, people were expecting this to be an already well-balanced, polished game. And it is very polished. It feels really good to play, like, and interact with. I'm super impressed in that kind of capacity.
Even the trailer looks pretty slick.
Yeah, absolutely. It looks good. It plays good. It handles really well. The problem is just in the balance, right? And it's a hard thing to criticize a game for, because, like, imagine how difficult it would be to balance all of these different elements for every single different outcome that could possibly happen with real human players in this kind of environment. It's almost impossible. Yeah. So I can't even be mad at the developers, but at the same time, it doesn't make it a fun time for me as the player, and that's no, just what it is.
Exactly right. So, I mean, I'm definitely going to be one like you, Elliot, that gets really excited about these games when they get announced and kind of dive in going, yeah, let's do it. But there's always going to be a bit of hesitation, and I do blame Evolve for that. I do. I blame Evolve for that constant hesitation I have with these games, where I'm like, it sounds good. Hopefully it doesn't do what Evolve did. That's like the bar for me of, yeah, like what not to do.
And we're still yet to see one game do amazingly well in this kind of area, I think. I don't think we've had a game that has excelled in this spotlight. Maybe Hunt Showdown will, but I maybe don't know that it's achieved that yet. We'll
I mean,
have to wait and see.
It's so hard to say. I think that, for me, early access for games also dilutes it a little bit, because,
yeah,
you do wonder, you know, yeah, it's launching next week officially, but we've been playing it for a while already, so are people going to rush out and buy it next week, or have they already been playing it? Have they tried it in its early state and given up on it? You just wonder, you know, and that's why you've got to keep an eye on, I guess, the number of players active on the game to kind of compare how it's really going in reality versus, oh, it was bought this many times over the last 2 years.
Absolutely. That probably is all the time we've got on this little subgenre of uncooperative games,
uncooperative,
or PvPvE, or unique multiplayer, or whatever you want to call
or
it.
Or Survivor the Game.
Oh, no, 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 no. Survivor the Game is never being brought up in any Checkpoint-related content from here on. I'll make sure of it.
All right.
All right. And we'll catch you guys next week. Thank you, Luke.
Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Checkpoint Intimates. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate and subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher.